Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Joining me now, no stranger to KSJE, the one and only Megan Cullip is here in Studio A to talk about the annual Martin Luther King Day of Service, which is taking place again on Monday, Martin Luther King Day.
Welcome. Yes, thank you.
Good to see you. Good to have you here.
Good to have you, yeah.
You're always here.
I know.
But that's okay.
Here I am again.
This is now third annual, fourth annual?
It's the fourth annual. It's the third time I've been involved because I wasn't here in town
for the
before
first
that.
One.
So, but yes.
But this has been going on for 4 years.
That's right.
And it is a time kind of to remember Dr. Martin Luther King on the day that's been, of course, set aside for him.
Yes.
That Monday in January. And so and the idea being to go out and just do good things in the community, which is kind of how it worked in pre-COVID days.
Yeah.
But this year, like
it
everything,
different.
It's different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yes, that is the stated mission is to take care of one another. I mean, it's the golden rule, love your neighbor. And so in previous years, we would gather on MLK Day and we would do a interfaith, non-religious service. It would basically entail, you know, readings of various excerpts of his speeches, some song, and then some sort of like, you know, prayer of St. Francis or something. It's a short service to just inspire folks and get them ready for the day.
Well, and get people thinking about others, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's the whole point. And then, you know, people would pre-register for what project site they'd want to go to. And then we selected a number of nonprofits throughout the county, really Aztec, Farmington, Bloomfield. And then we would go out and do these service projects. So people could sign up for things all the way from like cleaning up to building things to letter writing to whatever, and there was projects for all ages and different types of folks. So that's what we've done in the past.
Right, but this year
a little different,
but still going to have a day of service.
Yes, and still the same. So I said different look, same heart, which is the whole point. So this year, what we did was we've created a video service, and that will air 10 a.m. on MLK Day. And of course, if you miss it, you can watch it anytime. So it's not live, it's pre-recorded, so you can pull it up anytime.
Right.
And that's about a 15-minute service, so check that out. And then we did some research as a committee and laid out three different project ideas. And we want to address encouraging folks who are on the front lines or folks that are sick or isolated through letter writing. And we have clean up, which has always been one of our most popular projects, is cleaning up city parks. And then food security, so relieving some hunger throughout our county. So
we're showing for our video audience the website where folks can go, and there's an event on Facebook, and that's really how to get the links to all these other different things.
Right.
Is the best way that I can.
Yeah.
I can
so
say.
We did, you know, did our best to figure out how to do this, and so
but the
we also
event
used
on,
sorry
the event on Facebook.
Facebook
would then give you the YouTube link to see the interfaith
service.
And then it also will give you the link to this website that we're showing of the different projects and how to sign up. And these don't have to be done on Monday.
No, you can do them anytime. And it should also be said that if you took part in the event in the past and we have your email through that Eventbrite, we also sent out an email to those that took part in the past. So if you're one of those listeners that did, check your email too. But so you don't have to do it on just that day. You can do these projects at any point, and they were designed to be done, you know, by individual households, or if you have a small, you heard about these small social bubbles or whatever. So they're designed to be able to do without having to gather.
So COVID safe.
COVID safe. And so what we did was for food, we collected a list of food banks, both in Shiprock, Aztec, Bloomfield, and Farmington. So you can go on the website, click the details, and it'll have all the details listed there for the food banks.
Right.
letter writing. We did some research on who would be willing to receive letters, and so we focused on healthcare workers, and then we've done letters for women who have breast cancer, and then there's another one that's the state of New Mexico is connecting letters to seniors. So
nice.
Go on the letters page, click on details, you'll see where to mail them and what those are about. And then last, we have cleanup. And that's just you click on details and it'll show you all the parks in
the region,
Kirtland,
and in the county. And you can you can go to the nearest one you want to go to and clean it up.
Yeah, don't forget
trash
Kirtland.
Bag and go.
We've included them as well. So
nice.
So all of the cities in the county. So
gotcha. So very informal, very, again, not really time specific, but still a way to get out and give back to the community.
Yes. And I think, now more than ever, we might have been confronted with our need to connect with people, our need to consider people who sometimes don't have a voice or are not considered. And so take that feeling, just like every national tragedy. This happened after 9/11 too, where all of a sudden everybody has this new, it's like a shot in the arm for generosity. And oftentimes we're filled with this desire to do something, and there's so many things we can't fix, but there are so many things that we can do. And so that's what we want to encourage folks to do, that. And we had to get creative and we had to get resourceful, and we did the best we could as a committee with what we had to work with. And so
I think it's great.
Get out there, check out the service, and
I'm glad to see
neighbor.
That it's still happening, even in this weird time, that you're still able to put something together and to ask folks to go out safely with their own group or individually and still do some good for the community and keep the memory of Dr. King alive, which is what it's part of doing as well.
Serving your neighbor is never canceled.
True.
So.
And really never goes out of style.
Hopefully not.
Yeah.
So that'd be a scary world if it ever went out of style.
No kidding. Very true. Well, Megan Culp, thank you for coming in
this
morning.
You.
The Martin Luther King Day of Service. Again, the Interfaith Service is happening on Monday at a specific time. It's that Facebook event, right, 10 a.m.?
Yep.
On Monday. But again, these events can be done anytime.
So,
And you can go out and give back. And we invite you to go check that out. Facebook.com. Check out the MLK Day of Service.
Four Corners
MLK Day of
Service. Otherwise, you'll
2021.
Catch everybody
you'll get a billion
else
of them,
the,
right?
Yeah.
But there it is. You can find it real quick.
Yep.
So, perfect. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.